Welcome back to our Indianola Spring Sports Spotlights on KNIA, talking with Isabella Alvarez with Indianola Girls Track. Thank you very much for joining us. At the end of kind of last season and knowing that you were going to prepare for Indianola Girls Track, kind of talk about what your thoughts were on getting ready for this season.
Yes, I was very excited. I'm a freshman and I just got into it. And I was very nervous and I was, the middle school track is very different than the high school. And I was getting prepared. I was running every day, you know. And then I got into it, and it was, the first day was hard, of course, because that's just how it works. Then I got into it, and I started to really love it. And then, so we were always getting into it. I started doing long distance, and then I realized that's not my thing, so then I did sprints, and I really am just loving it, and I wish we could have done a meet, but we didn't have enough time because of this COVID, but yes.
All right. Well, something I've heard from a lot of the underclassmen is, you know, they heard about last year's success at the state meet, and then this year's seniors were obviously very good. So kind of talk about joining that varsity track squad, knowing that there was a lot of upperclassmen that had success and you were going to be with them.
Yes, it was. I was thinking about that. There's a lot of people that are older than me, of course, and they are very good. But there, it was overall, they were all very welcoming and they were willing to help me to like get better. And I just felt very welcomed. And then once I got into it, I wasn't as nervous because they were just very helpful. And then I started getting more used to running with them.
Well, I know Coach Arndt talked a lot about team culture as well. So talk about, I mean, you've already mentioned them being very welcoming. Is that something that you obviously want to carry on?
Yes, I think because as a freshman, I was nervous. So I think that's very helpful because if you go into a sport and nobody's nice to you, you're not going to feel like you're part of a team, and teamwork is everything. So I feel like that's very helpful for me, and everybody was very nice and welcoming.
Well, again, I know it's not an easy thing to talk about, but what was your reaction to the season being canceled, and kind of walk me through what happened there?
When I found out that the season was canceled, I was very upset, but I understood because it was for everybody's safety, and I didn't get to do a meet, which was very like challenging for me because I love doing meet. That's my favorite part. But I'm waiting for next year, and I'm trying to keep everybody safe.
Well, I know, and again, you already kind of talked about doing the sprints, but a lot of expectations as a squad for this year. So kind of talk about how you wanted to contribute a little bit and keep the team going towards the goals of making that state tournament.
Yes. I think, again, teamwork. So you get your teams together that she says that she puts you in, and you just keep working towards it. And we are every single day. Coach Arndt is a great coach. She gets us going every single day. We get there. We do our stretches. We do our sprints. We try our hardest so we can get that state tournament. And I think she's doing great as a coach because everybody's been improved and has improvement. I think for myself as well. Ever since I started, it was hard, but then as I started going, I got really good at sprint. And I think that Coach Arndt did a great job in that.
All right. Well, what are your plans for getting ready for next year, your sophomore year at Indianola High School?
Yes, I am going to keep on practicing. I've been running. I've been working out. I am ready for next year.
Well, thank you very much for joining us. Really appreciate it, and best of luck.
Yes, thank you so much.